Volunteering in Haiti. On customs forms, my destination is spelled Christianville, Haiti. Christianville is not a town, city, or village, but a walled, fenced compound in the Haitian countryside that is a trade school, a coordinating point for churches from abroad doing missions in Haiti, a research lab on TB and infectious diseases, an operator of three private schools, K-12, and the location of Miss Sue's children's home. The ride to Christianville from Port-au-Prince is a juggernaut, with the nightmare being highway repair that forces four lanes into one single-file lane, with police spot-checking paperwork of vehicles and drivers passing through the gauntlet. Along the main road leading out of town, darting in and out of cars, are walking vendors peddling bottled water, food, treats, toys, and anything else they might make a dime from. Along the rutted road are shacks, smoldering fires, garbage, and gaunt faces of urban people, surviving a country with 80% unemployment. Through this juggernaut, Miss Sue, Hannah, and myself leave Port-au-Prince in a rolling countryside green with fields and in the distance mountains. The countryside anywhere is better than cities. Cities are squeezed, packed, crammed, noisy, crowded, and stacked. The countryside is open, wide, green, quiet, expansive, shady. My purpose is to make repairs at Miss Sue's kids' home, but most repairs needed here go beyond my pay grade. I can't put broken families together. I can't undo untimely deaths. I can't make things equal. Broken rain gutters, sagging gates, leaky plumbing, walls needing paint, moving dirt will be on my plate this week, and earning my 8th travel ring will take some effort.